Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so glad you're with us. I want to remind you, if you have to leave us early or if you missed any part of this 3-hour show, you can go to sabrams.com. That's sabrams.com. And you can click in the quick links box on the right sidebar of the homepage at sabrams.com on Travelers 411. And you can listen live. You can click to subscribe. It's free. Subscribe to podcasts. The podcasts are of every show, and they're made available for a year. Every show is also simultaneously archived. The archive stays forever. So anytime you have an interest in any subject that we've talked about today, we talked about going out to Utah and going to the Waldorf Astoria in Park City. And then we did all things chocolate. I had such fun in the last hour talking chocolate. That was good. And so this hour, I need to turn a little more serious. I've been wanting for the last month to get some serious input on this business about the Zika virus, which apparently is carried by mosquitoes, has already been identified as alive and active in South America, Central America, Puerto Rico, and has been identified in the U.S. when people have suffered from the symptoms. And in that process, it was learned that apparently, from what I have heard, the disease is, once somebody has it, it can be sexually transmitted. And it's very dangerous for pregnant women or women who are, it seems, of childbearing years, because it sounds like this thing lingers inside you once you are bitten. So we want to, I mean, I've heard all this stuff. I'm sure you've heard all this stuff. And I'm not real comfortable with just relying on something I've read online or something I've heard in a news broadcast, because you don't always get an accurate interpretation. I know how many times I have been misquoted. It's like, no, I never said that. And once something gets written and put out there on the airwaves or on the internet or in print, it somehow becomes gospel that somebody just takes as fact. And I don't like to do that. You know that. You've been listening long enough to know that. And so we have invited today Dr. Ann Powers, a PhD and acting chief of the Arboviral diseases branch of the Center for Disease Control. And that branch is based out in Colorado. And we're going to go off and talk with her and see if we can get from the horse's mouth what the real deal is with the Zika virus, and hopefully some information on how to avoid getting it in the first place. So we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood on Parade, one of Tanglewood's most beloved summer traditions, will take place on Tuesday, August 2nd, with a full day of performances and family fun activities throughout the grounds, culminating in a concert by the Boston Symphony, Boston Pops, and Tanglewood Music Center Orchestras, with a grand finale performance of Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, followed by a spectacular fireworks show over the Stockbridge Bowl. Buy tickets now at tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
I have Dr. Ann Powers on the line with me. She is a PhD, and she is the acting chief of the Arboviral Diseases branch of the Center for Disease Control, located in Fort Collins, Colorado. And anybody out there who knows my good friend Beverly Schneider, who's, I think, is in Fort Collins, say hi, y'all, for Stephanie Abrams, who loves her. So let's talk, Dr. Powers. Firstly, what is your PhD in?
My PhD is in molecular arbovirology. So I've been studying the genetics of viruses that are transmitted by mosquitoes.
When did you first discover that you had a special interest or passion for this subject area?
I actually fell in love with microbiology when I was in the eighth grade.
What happened?
We did a biology session where we were looking at the microbes present in pond water, and I was just fascinated after that. I wanted to learn everything I could about microbes. So went into microbiology in college, had an incredible professor who taught virology, and after that, that's what I knew I wanted to study.
Wow. I'm always fascinated by the bingo moment, you know, where the light bulb goes on. It's like bingo.
It's pretty incredible how, you know, one person can just touch you and you know after that, that's what you want to do with your life.
It's a remarkable story. And there is, and you would think that your interest in not only mosquitoes, microbiology, and all things microscopic, you wouldn't imagine that that would have an intersection with the affable, fun-loving sector known as travel, tourism, and hospitality. But the mosquito has brought us together, my dear.
Absolutely.
This is a serious issue. And it's not just an issue regarding where in the world might you contract or come in contact with and be nipped by a Zika virus carrying mosquito, but we now have seen people coming home from places who have been bitten, who are not well, who seek medical attention, and somewhere in the process, through intimate relationship with somebody they care about, have transmitted the disease. So, I mean, this is a subject we have to understand better, especially as travelers, to get a handle on where can we go, where should we go, what can we do to prevent getting this, and if we get it, what do we do next? So if you can just dive into that subject matter, I mentioned some places. I know they found it in people contracted the Zika virus in Brazil, in Puerto Rico. Can you think of other places we should know about?
Sure. Actually, there's a number of countries in Latin America that are currently affected with Zika. And in fact, we do update our CDC website almost daily with new information about Zika as we obtain it.
And that website is?
So if you go to www.cdc.gov.
Right.
And you do a search for Zika, or go to the A to Z index and click on Zika, which is spelled Z-I-K-A, then you'll find our Zika virus homepage, which has abundance of information, everything from where it's been identified, symptoms, transmission, what you can do to protect yourself.
Okay, well, let's give us a head start for people who, you know, may not be computer savvy or remember any of this, but they will remember what we share with them now.
Sure.
So in terms of where in the world this virus has been noted, is this the first time the Zika virus has been identified, or is it something that has been around and nobody paid attention to, or it was around, it went away, it came back? What's the deal on it?
Sure. So Zika virus was actually first identified it wasn't an outbreak, actually. It was identified in Uganda in 1947, and it was identified in a sentinel rhesus macaque that was part of a study looking at yellow fever transmission.
Wow.
And subsequent to that, they found it in mosquitoes in that same area of Uganda. And over the years, there were a number of reports of Zika presence either in mosquitoes or occasionally a human case somewhere in Africa or Southeast Asia. And there was some evidence that there were antibodies against Zika virus in those same places. But there was never an outbreak of Zika until 2007. And that was the first reported outbreak, which occurred in the Federated States of Micronesia on the island of Yap. And that's an island in the western Pacific Ocean, not too far east of the Philippines. So that outbreak occurred, and it was a fairly large outbreak for the size of the island. They estimated about 5,000 people were infected. But at the time, it did not look like a serious illness. People who were infected had very mild symptoms, if they had symptoms at all. We actually estimated from that investigation that somewhere around 80% of the people who were infected never had any symptoms. They didn't even know they were sick or infected.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I need to stop you right there. We're going to hang on the cliff, and we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back to talk further about something that seems to have evolved from some very mild kind of a story into something very serious. And that's all related to the Zika virus. So stay with me, everybody. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
When you want to sleep, take good care of yourself. You'll belong to me.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fair continues. One of the top 10 most scenic train rides in the world, the Adirondack travels daily from New York City to Montreal. Travel is valid in either direction and for any stops along the route, and is just $90 round trip now through April 28th. And up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half fare. Blackout dates apply. Reservations required a minimum of 3 days prior to travel. Subject to availability for travel Thursdays through Mondays. Other restrictions apply. Book exclusively at Amtrak.com. Tickets for the 2016 Tanglewood season are on sale now. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony in the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, presents classical music, jazz, the Boston Pops, and popular artists in a magnificent setting. For tickets and the full season schedule, please visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200. That's tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors. Tahiti, an island paradise that travelers have always dreamed of. Closer than you think and easier to travel to than you might imagine, Tahiti Faha International Airport is just under 8 hours by air from Los Angeles, with daily nonstop flights on Air Tahiti Nui. As far south of the equator as Hawaii is north, the island of Tahiti is halfway between California and Australia, on the same side of the international dateline of North America and in the same time zone as Hawaii. Tahiti receives as many tourists in an entire year as Hawaii gets in about 12 days, and it's only a few additional hours to travel to. Tahiti covers more than 2 million square miles of the South Pacific Ocean and includes 118 islands. The friendly Polynesian people, cultural experiences, signature overwater bungalows, extraordinary cuisine, and lagoon activities in a beautiful, pristine environment. Just a few of the many reasons to consider the islands of Tahiti for the perfect private getaway. TahitiTourism.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows brought to you in part by Amtrak.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fair. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak. Enjoy the journey.
You belong to me.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Stephanie Abrams here talking with Dr. Ann Powers. She is the acting chief of the Arboviral Diseases branch of the Center for Disease Control. She's located in Fort Collins, Colorado, a gorgeous place, by the way. If you need to pounce on information, you know you can go to sabrams.com. And in the show notes, we have links that will take you right through to cdc.gov, but you're certainly welcome to get a head start and just go right there, cdc.gov. And if you p- put in the word Zika, Z-I-K-A, or go to the alphabetically, click on Z and find the place. You'll get a kind of recap of much of the information we're talking about, and I'm sure more in-depth items that you can research and study. And why are we talking about bug-driven disease? Why are we talking about insects that are you can get sick from? The reason is that apparently, well, we know that mosquitoes like to live in warm weather places. Warm weather places are often touristic destinations. And there's already been a flap about the fact that the Zika virus has infected people and created some serious problems in Brazil, where the next Olympics is planned to be. And there are women athletes who have said, no, don't think I'm going to go, even though I've trained for the last umpty-ump years to be at this Olympics, and I made the team, and I'm an Olympian, and it's not worth the risk because this virus has been shown to create some very, very serious birth defects. Women who are pregnant are warned about not being any place where you can get bitten by the Zika mosquito. And there is some concern that once you are bitten, it may linger in your bloodstream, in your body. If you are a woman contemplating pregnancy, this might be in your system waiting to gang up on your unborn. How much of that is reality and how much of what I have learned along the way maybe needs correction, Dr. Powers?
Well, there's probably a few things that we should clarify so we don't unduly alarm people. Certainly one of the points is that when you become infected, you do have the virus circulating in your blood for a short period of time, and that's when you can infect a mosquito that comes and bites you. But we actually think the period it's in your blood is a very short time, probably on the order of a week to 10 days. So if you get infected and you feel sick, or maybe you won't feel sick because most people do show no signs of illness, probably within a week or a week and a half, you will no longer be infectious at all, and you won't have any virus still remaining in you.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
What
we don't know, though, is, for example, by the alternate means of transmission, such as you indicated, sexual transmission, we do not know how long the virus is present in the semen, for example, of men who have been infected. So that's something that we're looking at studying, trying to better understand how long semen might be infectious. And as we get that information, we are updating our website, again, almost daily to provide that information as quick as we learn it.
And so I guess the good warning would be for women who are in intimate relationships with men returning from a destination where the Zika virus has been identified, maybe you ought to keep your distance for a good couple weeks.
Well, we certainly do recommend, for example, using condoms to protect the pregnant partner from being infected. Making sure that the men take steps to prevent being bit by additional mosquitoes, for example. Talk to his doctor, talk to his partner, and talk about what the risks are. But certainly using protection, condoms can protect against that sexual transmission.
And I can certainly testify to the fact that there is no better preventive matter in this matter than abstention.
And that is certainly an option as well. Absolutely.
Because, while people get bitten, maybe they don't feel so well, maybe they don't even realize they're not well, the big danger that has been shown of late is the incredibly horrible effect on an unborn child.
Right, and that's another thing that we don't know a lot about. We certainly do have associations with that, but we don't know, for example, if every woman who becomes pregnant or who is pregnant and becomes infected, if all of those babies will have problems when they're born. So,
okay, so hang on a minute because we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back, spend another few minutes with you to pick your brain.
Okay.
Stephanie Abrams here. We'll be right back.
Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when a dream appears.
Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fair continues. One of the top 10 most scenic train rides in the world, the Adirondack travels daily from New York City to Montreal. Travel is valid in either direction and for any stops along the route and is just $90 round trip now through April 28th. And up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half fare. Blackout dates apply. Reservations required a minimum of 3 days prior to travel. Subject to availability for travel Thursdays through Mondays. Other restrictions apply. Book exclusively at Amtrak.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
This weekend at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's Free With Purchase event this weekend only, in-store and online.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room. With refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The sun is hot, mosquitoes come, suck your blood.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Dr. Ann Powers on the line with me. She spends most of her time doing research, looking at
arboviruses.
There you go. It was easy for you to say diseases. And she's with the arboviral diseases branch of the Center for Disease Control. We're talking about the Zika virus. I mean, it's really, you want to talk about a terrorist. This bug is a terrorist. Because you don't know where it is. I mean, it's, you know, you could be in a place and never interface with it, and one could be flying around your head right now. So the sense of, gee, I just as soon not get bitten by this exists. And is there anything when we talk about preventive measures other than, you know, decontaminating your room and never leaving it? How does one protect oneself?
Sure. There's actually a lot of things people can do to protect themselves. And it's good to have that knowledge because then you're empowered to not be infected as easily. So particularly when you're traveling to an area where there is known Zika transmission, you can take very simple steps to protect yourself from getting bit by mosquitoes. And that includes things like wearing an insect repellent and applying it frequently according to the instructions on the product, wearing long sleeves or long pants. There are clothes now that are available that you can buy that are impregnated with mosquito repellents so that you can actually have your clothes help protect you as well.
So you'd get something like that from one of these outdoorsy shops?
Sure, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Or you can treat the clothing yourself.
How do you
as
do
well.
That? Well, you just spray it down?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And there's instructions, again, that come with those products. And, again, all of this information is on the CDC website. You can be sure you stay in hotel rooms that have screens on the windows and doors to make sure mosquitoes aren't coming in and biting you. These are mosquitoes that bite all day during the day, so you need to be sure
like
to protect yourself as much as you can.
Can I tell you what a valuable piece of information you just shared? Because in most destinations in the U.S. and abroad, you're generally pretty safe in the daytime. It's somewhere after 4 o'clock in the afternoon or in the evening when it's getting toward twilight and dark that those
sure.
buzzards come out.
Right, and that's what we usually have told people like with West Nile is that dusk and dawn are your highest risk. But this is a different species of mosquito that can bite you anytime during the day.
It's a nasty thing.
Yeah, and they tend to be associated with indoors as well. So if you think you're going indoors and you're going to be safe there. That's why we recommend staying in places with air conditionings or screens, because that helps keep the mosquitoes out of the indoor spaces.
Wow.
So there's a lot of things you can do to protect yourself from getting bit.
Let me ask you a question. Uh-huh. All of the diseases that you work with are all human-related?
Most of them human or animal.
Okay, so there is an animal element.
To Zika, we don't know of any association with animal infection.
Well, no, but here's my question, uh-huh. All right? And, you know, understand it's coming from somebody who, you know, was a good student but had no interest in going into the sciences.
Okay.
You know, other than social science, which, they classify as a science, but hey. We have seen this problem with bats. And they have something called, what is it, white nose disease or some crazy name like that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sure. White nose syndrome in bats, yes.
Okay. So, and there have been, a couple of years ago, I was sitting out on 4th of July on one of the decks of our house overlooking our lake and looking at fireworks coming out of Bosque Mountain and Wakona Park and the Italian American Club Lodge. And you want fireworks, you come to my deck on the 4th of July.
That's the place to be, huh?
Okay. And here's all this bangity, bangity, bangity fireworks noise. Sounds like thunder coming from three different places. And I looked and I said, my goodness, the fireworks has awakened the birds. And there were like little sparrows flying all around. And my husband said, honey, those aren't birds. Those are bats. And that's when I went in the house because I wanted nothing to do with the bats. But apparently, we have fewer bats now. And it has something to do with this white nose disease. And I'm just wondering if there is a relationship with bats who eat mosquitoes, eating mosquitoes that are giving them something that's making them sick, that we're calling and killing them, that we're calling white nose disease, but in fact is related to the Zika thing. So I don't know what the answer is, and maybe you don't either, but I'm hoping, I'm planting this thought in this research-minded woman who's my new hero in science. to look into that, because there may well be a relationship.
Well, you don't ever know, but since Zika has never been known to be in the Americas before just this past year, it would be unlikely that it's been causing white nose syndrome because, again, we've no evidence that the virus ever overlapped with the presentation of these bats. But I'm certainly not a bat expert, and you'll have to talk to someone who's knowledgeable about white nose syndrome to study that.
I got to go find some old bat to talk to.
There you go.
And find out what the deal is there.
Right. Well, knowledge, though, Zika has only been in the Americas just since 2015.
Yeah, well, I only heard about it, I don't know what, a couple months ago, and that's, you know, they got to get somebody on from the CDC so we get the real deal. I'm going to go and spend some serious time, Dr. Powers, at cdc.gov, and after I've read more about the Zika virus and all the information that's located there, will you come back and talk with us again?
Sure, be happy to.
I really appreciate that.
We want to provide as much information as we can and get the information out to the people so it'll be useful.
Thank you so very much, because I need to keep my audience safe and healthy and
absolutely
and going places and coming back well and not making anybody else sick along the way. So, well, God bless you for your good work, and thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be on with you.
Pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
Well, we've just segued away from talking with Dr. Ann Powers over at the Center for Disease Control, the unit that is especially focused on the kinds of diseases that are created from even the Zika virus. And so one of the things, if you've just joined us, that Dr. Powers mentioned was, you know, it's important to pay attention to preventing getting bitten by mosquitoes. When I'm outdoors, how do I protect myself from being bitten? Because being bitten is no fun. And I found a fellow a few years back, had him on the air with me. His name is Joseph Simard, who is the president of a company called Bug Bam. And he developed, you know, those rubber band things people put on their wrists are colorful and they wear them because they belong to an organization or they're crusading in some, you know, political or, you know, disease thing or whatever that they want people to be aware of. Well, he makes those kind of bands for adults and children, and big ones that, you know, you can throw over the back of your seat. But he's got smaller ones that you put on your wrist. And I have to tell you a quick story about it. When I interviewed him last time, he sent me out a big sack, a mailing sack, filled with these little cellophane packages, and each package had one of this protective repellent to mosquitoes, whatever it is he puts in it. That's an all-natural product, by the way. So I said, okay, I'm going to try this. And I threw a couple of them in my purse when we were going out on a summer evening to an outdoor event. And we were sitting there, and all of a sudden you see the mosquitoes swarming. I mean, they're coming in dive bombing with bayonets on their noses. And I took one of the packages out of my purse, and I opened it. And I didn't even take the band out of my purse. It was, I mean, out of the bag, the little cellophane bag. I just opened the bag. I hadn't gotten far enough to take it out. But you could smell the aroma of what was infused in this band. And as I opened the band, it looked like the rats leaving the ship. You saw the mosquitoes turn and fly away. And I said, this is good stuff. So when I thought about having Dr. Powers on from the Center for Disease Control, and as she, I knew she was going to get to the point of talking about how do you protect yourself, how do you repel mosquitoes, I thought of Joseph Simmond and Bug Bam, of which he is the president. And welcome back. It's good to have you back. And this is a timely story, isn't it?
It is, and it's nice to be back with you, Stephanie. I was just looking, and I think the first time we spoke was in 2009, 7 years ago.
Well, stay with me, everybody. We're going to try to get Joseph repositioned, and we're going to come back to talk some more. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's Ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
This spring, the Boston Pops presents A Season of Stars. Highlights include a Gershwin celebration May 18th and 19th, featuring the Boston Pops and their renditions of Gershwin classics, including Rhapsody in Blue. And don't miss a Broadway evening with Tony Award winner Sutton Foster, May 26th and 27th. Keith Lockhart will lead the Pops and Ms. Foster in an unforgettable musical tour of Broadway. For Boston Pops tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra, and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fair continues. One of the top 10 most scenic train rides in the world, the Adirondack travels daily from New York City to Montreal. Travel is valid in either direction and for any stops along the route, and is just $90 round trip now through April 28th. And up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half fare. Blackout dates apply. Reservations required a minimum of 3 days prior to travel. Subject to availability for travel Thursdays through Mondays. Other restrictions apply. Book exclusively at Amtrak.com.
Tickets for the 2016 Tanglewood season are on sale now. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony in the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, presents classical music, jazz, the Boston Pops, and popular artists in a magnificent setting. For tickets and the full season schedule, please visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200. That's tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors. Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Crowne Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. Call 413-499-2000 or log on to berkshirecrown.com. Crowne Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel, the place to meet.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm really delighted that I was able to track down Joseph Simmons, who we had on the air, he's just told me, in 2009. And if you want to hear the last and first interview I did with Joseph, you can go to sabrams, sabrams.com, put in bug, two words, bug, bam, B-A-M, B-U-G, B-A-M, and that'll bring you to links where you can actually listen to the archived audio. If there's somebody in your life that you want to hear this interview with Joseph so they know about a repellent that I have used that works, and it's a wristband that I put on, and I'm telling you, I watched the bugs fly away from me. He also sent me out in that last bag of tricks this great big thing. I mean, it looked like it was, I don't know, must have been 8 inches. If you stretched it like a rubber band, it was like 8 inches long. and you could just put that on, down on the table in front of you, or hang it over the chair that you were sitting on, over the back of the chair, and it'll chase them away. I mean, marvelous thing. And they come in small for children, so they won't slide off their wrists easily. But one of the things, Joseph, and it's bugbam.com, is it?
Correct. B-U-G-B-A-M for Mary.com.
Right. And you'll find a link in the show notes for today's show of Travelers 411 online at sabrams.com. The thing that impressed me back then is that, you know, I don't have many allergies, but I have had allergic reactions to things. And it is not a pretty story. And so, you know, I do my best to try to steer clear of anything chemical. And when I say chemical, I'm not talking about salt, you know. I'm not talking about NaCl2. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm talking about the synthetic chemicals that'll do a number on you, internally or externally. And sometimes you put things on your skin. Well, look at all the women who died from lead poisoning in the flapper era of the 1920s, when lipsticks and other cosmetics had lead as an ingredient, and the skin absorbed the lead, and goodbye, they were done. So, you know, one of the things that impressed me, Joseph, when I interviewed you years ago, and I thought of you, you know, because of the Zika thing, mosquitoes, was that you spoke about the ingredients that you use as being natural. So can you give us another tap dance through that?
So the ingredients that we use, first of all, they're the governing body for what's considered a pesticide in the United States is the EPA. And then, of course, the food regulatory body is the FDA. Now, most people are familiar with the FDA and feel comfortable when the FDA actually approve ingredients for use in food. So we use 100% pure essential oils. Each one of them on their own have been tested and proven to repel mosquitoes and flying biting insects. But we make sure that our essential oils are food grade, or what's considered generally regarded as safe, GRAS, by the FDA, and also exempt according to the FIFRA Act, which is the act that the EPA has in place for pesticides across the board. We're exempt from registration because our ingredients meet the criteria for that. They're minimum risk, they're considered. So essentially, our ingredients are all natural, food grade, EPA exempt, non-toxic, waterproof, sweatproof, safe for all ages. And they're embedded into a solid piece of synthetic latex. And we use synthetic latex because many people are allergic to natural latex.
Yeah, no kidding. Try getting a Band-Aid in the doctor's office.
That's it. So these,
you know, somebody must have changed something somewhere.
Hypoallergenic.
I never remember getting, a Band-Aid, not one that feels like cotton, but one that feels like, a rubbery, vinyl-y something. As a child, as a teenager, I never remember getting a reaction from any of those. And I have a feeling that they changed the adhesive on those vinyl-y feeling Band-Aids to something that has the palm in it or something. Because every time they put one of those suckers on my arm or anywhere on my body, I get a reaction to it. And
yeah.
I'm not the only one. I mean, it's rampant to the point that the doctor's office asks you if you're allergic to, you know, latex before they do it. So, well, I mean, it's really, you've done a clever thing. And I'm delighted that you did, because this product was ahead of its time, necessary then, I think essential now, in terms of, you got to figure out a way to protect yourself from mosquitoes, people. So, you know, look into it, use your due diligence. You have specific skin sensitivity, talk to your doctor, your allergist, whatever. I used it, I loved it, so that's the only testimony I can give you. You got to come back and talk with us again another day, because we've managed to run out of time. Thank you for joining us. And go check out bugbam.com, people. And come back next week. Got to fly now.
You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.